We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talk a little more Bucks basketball. Paul Henning from BruceCityBucks.com, formerly the SaveOurBucks.com website. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, but as a Bucks fan, I've been better.
Well, yeah, I guess you're kind of in the same boat I am. I'm looking at this thinking, you let Jabari walk. You really didn't get much in return for him. You didn't get anything in return for him, as a matter of fact. I just, as a Bucks fan, you think if you'd have kept him, he'd have blown out his knee, and now that you let him go, he's going to come back and kick your ass four times a year. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at mentally right now, because that seems to be the way it kind of goes for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right. I mean, I understand it was a very complicated position, complicated decision, and it's almost a lose-lose no matter what happens. If you keep him and you pay $20 million and yeah, he gets hurt, that's a significant investment that could have limited other player moves that the Bucks could have made this summer. And him walking for nothing is obviously not ideal because he was the number two pick in a pretty good draft. You know, nobody really was screaming for them to draft Embiid, but he was the guy that went right after them. So it's tough to see Jabari Parker walk out that door and nothing come back except the ability to sign Ersan and Brooke Lopez.
So my question to you is this, and I'll ask you the same question that we asked the listeners to start the show today. Do you trust this Bucks organization in building a championship-caliber team?
Flat out right now, no, I don't. Listen to what Gary Wolfel had to say about the situation, and I think he got the Jabari Parker side of it correct, but I don't think he got the Bucks side of it correct, because the Bucks never had any interest in bringing Jabari Parker back, not at any price. They did not want him in that locker room. Everything that had gone down, it was time for them to move on from both sides, and you know, from what I'm hearing, Giannis didn't want him back. The locker room didn't want him back, and the Bucks wanted to avoid any scenario in which Jabari was wearing a Bucks uniform this fall.
Why didn't they want him back?
Why did they not want him back?
Yeah. I mean, with everything that Giannis is saying at the end of the season, Jabari's coming back. And Jabari says that him and Giannis, kind of made the decision to stick around and be the guys that were going to stay in Milwaukee and still be the cornerstones. And it seemed like, at least from the speak coming out of their mouths, was we're on the same page and we're ready to fly.
Well, the relationship with the Bucks and Jabari is a complicated one, but it all started going south with Jason Kidd, and the relationship that the two of them had was not on good grounds. And Jason Kidd was a guy who liked to play a lot of mind games, and he liked to play guys hot and cold. One week he thought they were the greatest. The next week he wouldn't talk to them. So the communication lines were never open, and it was a muddled relationship from the start. But what really killed it for the locker room was Jabari Parker not showing up in the playoffs and then going to the media about it. Nobody took that one very well. And Jabari was already a unique individual. He's a unique personality. He's not a typical NBA personality. He's not exactly like everybody else. Not that everybody's the same, but he was a very unique individual. Not everybody understood him. And once he decided to, you know, they talked about that players only meeting where he stood up and said something, he got thrashed. Were his words, and he got benched for a game because of that. So it was already tenuous at best. But after they felt that they couldn't go to war with him, you know, they didn't want to move forward with him. So if Giannis wanted Jabari in a Bucks uniform, he would still be a Buck today. But the reality is he's not.
Now you move on and you look at this team moving forward and you say, okay, what's this own the future? What do they got going on? Are we just simply hoping that they make another deal and maybe Bledsoe or somebody can be traded and they can get rid of some money, and then when Dellavedova and Henson and some of these contracts begin to come off in a couple of years, that They're going to have money to spend, and then suddenly free agents are going to go, you know what, Giannis is the next coming, so I'm going to go play with him. I don't see it, Paul. I don't see people saying, I got to go to Milwaukee. They haven't won a damn playoff series.
Well, the Bucks messed up the blueprint, and what I believe is that the correct blueprint to build a championship team is you get your stars in place first, you pay those guys, and then you worry about paying role players. The Bucks did that all backwards. They got a whole bunch of guys on the salary sheet that are being outpaid for their production, but there still is hope to be able to fix it, but it's not easy. I think there's a few deals out there that they could look into that they could put this team into a finals contender before the end of this summer. I think waiting for 2020 is a very, very dangerous plan. But what I'd be looking into, Jimmy Butler is not happy in Minnesota. He turned down an extension, and Chris Middleton is on the last year of his deal. I don't think Chris Middleton is the guy you want to be paying $25 million. I think Jimmy Butler is a guy you want to pay $25 million. I'd be looking into moving Middleton this summer for Jimmy Butler, and then I'd be looking to move Bledsoe and Brogdon for Kemba Walker. And if you have a backcourt of Kemba Walker and Jimmy Butler to put next to Giannis, that's a team that can take down the Celtics. That's a team that could take down the Sixers. I don't think that they could take down the Warriors, but you never know what can happen. Right now, the East is wide open with no LeBron. So the first goal is to figure out how to get out of the East and get to the finals. And if you get there, you never know what can happen. If Steph Curry turns an ankle, if Durant twists a knee, you never know. A week later, the Bucks could be hosting a parade and bringing the championship trophy home.
I guess my next question is, how far away does that seem?
I mean, it's an uphill battle. It's obviously, those deals aren't just going to fall together. But the Bucks have to have a plan in place with Bledsoe, Brogdon, and Middleton all becoming free agents next summer. If you just play the season out with those three guys on the roster, there's a good chance that you lose two out of three. And the ones that they would likely lose would be Bledsoe and Brogdon, and then you end up overpaying Middleton. So you got to look at, is a core of Giannis and Middleton making, just about half of your salary cap, they're probably going to be combined at about $50 million. Those two making $50 million plus whatever else the Bucks have on the books, is that good enough to be a championship contender? And if the answer is no, you got to figure out what to do to make sure that that doesn't happen. So you got to plan ahead. And that's why this Jabari situation is so ugly, because they knew a long time ago that they probably didn't want to bring Jabari Parker back. And I understand there was a small window to be able to trade him, but Mark Stein said they did turn down, offers numerous times to trade Jabari Parker. And I can understand them wanting to try to salvage the relationship. But from everything I hear, they didn't really want him back. But that conclusion came, right after the playoffs from the player's side. So it's an ugly, unfortunate situation, but the Bucks have to pivot. And I don't know if they have the right GM in place. You hear about owners voting on Jabari Parker, pulling the qualifying offer. You hear about Budenholzer was the guy that wanted Ersan Ilyasova. We don't really know. There isn't a GM in place that's making all the moves. There's a number of different parties involved with all the basketball decisions, and that's the most terrifying part, is the buck doesn't stop with one person. It's kind of a, consortium of groups that are making basketball decisions, and one time it's this guy, one time it's that guy. And then you got the governorship being handed over from Edens to Lazary, and it's a very muddled front office, and I think that's led to a number of basketball mistakes. And it's putting the Bucks in an uphill climb to put the right pieces around Giannis so that they do contend, because if you wait for two more years when all these guys come off the books, Giannis could be already fed up by that point. That could be the summer where Giannis says, guys, I'm done. If you don't make it happen, I'm gone. And then you have everything in one year to make it happen. And if it doesn't, then Giannis is, going to move on to a team where he can compete, because he would have been here for, 7 years. And that's where a lot of teams and star players decide, that's where it's time to move on.
Yep, no doubt. Paul, good stuff as always, man. We appreciate it, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, pal.
Bill.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Heading from BruceCityBucks.com. That's BruceCityBucks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.